Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm going to do something speculative right now in the sea of all the other political morass that's going on right now. I've been wondering what in this run-up, besides some of the obvious things, what caused the NRA show to cancel. And you can take what you want from it. Most of this is just going to be sort of an opinion and some thoughts on possible reasons, given that there was no mandate to cancel like there was last year. Now, was it for the money? Lots of people point out that the NRA annual meeting is the biggest, largest single fundraiser, and pretty much every post, every thought, every article, everybody out there that writes about this, this is what they say about it. Jim Shepard noted in the Outdoor Wire that the NRA wasn't going to give refunds to companies that pulled out of exhibiting. They would get to keep that money if they had a hall and a vendor just didn't show up. In theory, the money made from exhibitors should have covered the cost of running the exhibit hall and then some. But then came the building news about a number of withdrawn vendors. Then it became possible that the costs of the other events would surpass what they would expect to make from a crowd that was already predicted to be less than half normal. Normally, you're looking at upwards of 75, 80, maybe 85,000 people. A lot of people were seeing 35,000 as a predicted attendance. That was being swatted around the interwebs. And that assumed full exhibit hall, no restrictions, and a full weekend of activities. So if word of mouth about reduced exhibitors managed to knock another 10,000 off of that prediction, I don't know enough about their financial obligations and forecasting to know if that would drive it into the territory of losing money or not. But it's a possibility. Then there were the optics of the event. And there were some old documents out there. As the rumblings began, the number of vendors who were suddenly missing from Monday morning's exhibitor maps and lists that were deleted as word spread was more than what Stephen Gutkowski was able to find, or even the Daily Beast mentioned. And we're not talking about the kind of outfits who pick up the 10x10 booths only when the meeting is nearby, but names any casual gun owner would expect to see there. Now, there were partial images of the exhibitor map showing the empty booths, and at that particular time, the way they had set things up, it was going to be impossible to conceal the empty space unless you had a massive team working 24/7 to sell it to another vendor, rearrange booths from the edges, and give freebie spaces to people just to make it look less empty. And even then, I don't know how feasible that would have been, since presumably exhibit hall guides were likely completed and on their way to being printed, if not already printed, and vendors likely designed advertisements around their previously assigned booth numbers. Smith & Wesson was advertising their booth number on social media. So this may not have been possible to get vendors on board with moving around or for them to tolerate excessively cheap discounts, given to new vendors in the desperation to fill space. It would have created a narrative that it's bad to do business with NRA if they screw over those who committed and paid early on, only for them to practically give away booths to those who didn't or wouldn't commit. Right now, the board and Wayne LaPierre are desperate, look like NRA members stand by them, so a visibly empty hall with far fewer attendees and already wide aisles would make for press photos that they may believe they can't afford. Add to this that the ILA Leadership Forum, at least any time somebody was looking at it, never had more than the big Texas politicians, Abbott, Cruz, Cornyn, and Crenshaw, along with Mark Robinson from North Carolina, listed. It appeared they couldn't get commitments from big national names to attend, which would have again signaled a loss of influence and interest that NRA can't really afford to be a story. And I'm sure that there's additional insights from the NRA into these risks by a number of the advanced ticket sales to ticketed events that I'm not privy to. There's never any report on how those do, so there's no way to verify if they were anywhere close to hitting any break-even point. So whatever costs for cancellation are, those are likely private, so there's no way to know how much they'll have to pay out in broken contracts plus refunded tickets. They also likely had data from canceled hotel rooms. If you look around, over the weekend, their official housing partner was still advertising reasonable rates for rooms at the Hilton, right across the street from the convention center, where several of the events were going to be taking place. But even sources who wanted to remain anonymous mentioned they already canceled hotel rooms. Even if some vendors just weren't going to tell NRA that they weren't coming, they would have had data from those partners that exhibitors were backing out. And the people seeing these now empty rooms at their hotels are locals who likely know people who are planning to attend, and they'd be able to report about how many vacancies they were seeing now, which might convince some people who were interested that this wouldn't be worthwhile. And then there's a potential loss of power. There's very little that members can actually do at the member meeting since the initial big board revolt was wise enough to put in safeguards, making it nearly impossible to recreate their work. But the NRA knows there would be a huge press interest in their meeting of members due to the drama of their last meeting in 2019. And they technically met in 2020, but there was basically no press coverage of it. The whole sideshow that has become the NRA internal politics now would attract press attention no matter what, and that means that any challenge at all would be highly covered and scrutinized by people they generally don't want scrutinizing their business. But the biggest issue is that even though there are reports that Wayne uses NRA funds to fly out supporters to stack votes for his preferred candidate, those people may not be enough to outweigh those willing to show up calling for change. And the last time the NRA had to partially cancel a convention, the Denver event, slated to take place right after Columbine happened, members turned up in solidarity for the meeting to the issue and not blaming law-abiding gun owners for the criminal actions of sociopaths. The government was trying to issue demands for NRA to cancel their meeting despite not having any authority to make those calls, and the only major event that year was the membership meeting in the mood to stand by their organization. The 2021 is not 1999. Wayne has angered regulators and many casual members, not to mention the building influence of the people he's always making mad. And the populism he stoked isn't so forgiving of the report that he used membership dollars rather than his own money to buy fancy suits, even though some people say that's been discredited. Even those generally more forgiving of such reports are getting tired of the fact that the perception is he's leading NRA into fights he doesn't need to have. So it's likely a combination of many things. You know, worry about the optics of support and popularity that could come out of a member meeting that mostly troublemakers might attend, the actual optics of a massive convention hall with a bunch of empty booths, and the reduced membership who would attend. So they didn't want to risk member backlash in a meeting without the promise of member cash to raise desperately needed funds and then nobody show up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, after the Pentagon confirmed that we had casualties from the two suicide bombings that took place, that was when the Wall Street Journal got the numbers and started reporting the four United States Marines that were dead. Now, the Pentagon also confirmed that a number of U.S. service members were killed in today's complex attack at Kabul Airport. And, Now, the service members who were killed in Kabul today are the first American combat casualties in the country since February 2020. You know, during Trump's run. Making this loss yet more blood on Biden's hands amid this mismanaged withdrawal from Afghanistan. So this is all on Joe Biden, nobody else. In remarks delivered from the White House on August the 20th, President Biden was clear on this one. Clear. His version of clear. Any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with a swift and forceful response. His words. He also insisted that his administration was keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan. Now, since that attack, as of this moment, and I'm going to double check that here in just a second, after this attack, as of this moment, no statement or briefing has been issued from the White House, and there's been no update to the White House schedule suggesting that President Biden will address the American people on Thursday's developments or the tragic loss of American service members. Now, this is probably why I'm not in charge of nothing. Because if I were in charge of something right now, I would have two echelon wings of A-10s coming in a crisscross pattern, running mock runs on that airport, coming in low, screaming the way they do, and doing those mock runs just to show them. Because when an A-10 makes a pass, and that Gatling gun is chattering at them, there is not going to be too many people left in its path. It's going to, as a matter of fact, you can use that as a way to plant crops, because it's going to plow the field. We should be doing that right now. We should be buzzing that airport right now. We should have Apaches with, full load out there on their horizon. I've seen video of people taxiing the Blackhawks. Well, we probably should be strafing the Blackhawks. I don't know what the plan is for the equipment or anything else. I wonder if they're trying to get everybody out before they start doing any demolition of the equipment, as in blowing it up from the air, or if they're even going to do that. I don't know. Without the PMCS on the various aircraft, those things are going to get a little dangerous. I mean, every time one of those things lifts off, it has been gone over with a comb, a fine-tooth comb. But in the interim right now, we're doing nothing as far as I can tell. Let me do, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a quick look just to be sure. Let's go look at all of the conservative, Biden has not yet addressed the nation. He's going to address them later on this evening, and now they're saying that there's been 12 U.S. service members murdered. And that's what this is not. We're not involved in combat operations here. These are murders. combat operations are a whole different thing. Right now, supposedly, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, we are supposedly sharing intel and coordinating with the Taliban to try to thwart the ISIS attacks. Which general said this? Is this an American general? Tell me it. General Kenneth McKenzie, my God. This, you know, any of you that are veterans that are listening to this now or later on today, when you listen to the podcast or whatever, let me just say this. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You did exactly what you were told to do, and you did it well. You carried out your mission as it was laid out in front of you, and it is only due to the spineless cowardice of the civilian leadership above you that you were not allowed to complete the job. You shouldn't have been there for 20 years. We could have done this a lot quicker. We didn't have to stay there. Why? After we did what we had to do, we could have pulled right back out. And anybody that got out there, and if the UN came and said, well, we condemn what you've done, the United States, just say, really? Well, get out of New York. Go ahead and go set up in Islamabad. See how well that works for you. We could have done those things, but we didn't do that. We didn't do that under, we didn't do it under Bush. We didn't do it under Obama. We didn't do it under Trump. We haven't done it yet under Biden. So, it's not your fault. There was some other stuff going on. And I was talking about the military-industrial complex. That normally comes into play after the cessation of military operations. Where we're getting out there saying, this is a toothbrush. Have you ever seen a toothbrush? This is toothpaste. And we start trying to civilize them, to Americanize them, to you know, give them indoor plumbing and iPhones and Netflix and all this other stuff. That's the American military-industrial complex. That's when that comes into play. And that's why there's so many Americans over there now that are trapped, because they've been working there doing just that. So, in the meantime, we have a completely incompetent commander-in-chief. His vice commander-in-chief, she's worse. The people in charge of the Pentagon are worse. You're going to have to excuse me right now. Excuse my bitterness, if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center is saying folks in Mississippi, Alabama, and the western Florida panhandle should be on alert for the threat of heavy rainfall and flash flooding as Tropical Storm Ida makes its way east. Regarding the damage in New Orleans, Republican Senator from Louisiana Bill Cassidy joins Fox News and says damage is everywhere, including at hospitals.
There are reports of evacuations from two hospitals down near the coast, which had their roofs blown off. Another hospital, which had a portion of its generator go out, so they had to move patients, bagging them, if you will. It means they're not on mechanical ventilation. They're just having a nurse push the bag.
More than 122,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan as the withdrawal winds down. That includes more than 5,000 Americans. This is USA Radio News. North Korea appears to have restarted its nuclear reactor.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The suspect in the Atlanta spa shooting is facing new hate crime charges. DA Fannie Willis saying she's charging Robert Aaron Long with bias on the basis of gender and race under Georgia's recently passed hate crimes law. Long is already charged with murder for the March shooting deaths of four people at an Asian spa in Fulton County. He appeared in Fulton County court on Monday and is due to be arraigned in September. Long already pleaded guilty to killing four others at a spa in Cherokee County. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Give it 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. When it comes to President Joe, his lips say no, no, and his eyes say yes, yes. So goes Joe Biden's trust in the Taliban, something he constantly denies. And here's what Biden said on August 23rd to a reporter asking him if he trusted a Taliban chieftain. I don't trust anyone, including you. I love you, but there aren't a lot of people I trust. The Taliban has to take a fundamental decision. I don't know what that sentence means. Now there's this to demonstrate what all his flippantly generalized distrust actually means, according to Politico. U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to grant entry into the militant-controlled outer perimeter of the city's airport, a choice this prompted outrage behind the scenes from lawmakers and military officials. The move, detailed by Politico by three U.S. and congressional officials, was designed to expedite the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan as chaos erupted in Afghanistan's capital city last week after the Taliban seized control of the country. And it also came as the Biden administration has been relying on the Taliban for security outside the airport. Translated, this means the Biden administration handed over a kill list. All of those Afghans on that list are now on, I'm sure that's been put through the copy machine. This is the kind of thing that if you get involved in something like this, this makes you feel dirty. And no shower is going to take away the taint. Does this sound like the kind of guys that you'd give that kind of information if you distrust them so very much? Well, the answer here is that Joe trusts them. And trust them and trust them and trust them. He's like Jimmy Carter was with the Iranians, convinced that deep down, they're just good people that mean us no harm. The Taliban desperately tries to show them otherwise, but somehow Joe doesn't learn. And beyond trusting the Taliban of all creatures to provide security to the Kabul airport, which they didn't, because now 13 U.S. servicemen now lie dead and 60 injured, now the news is out that he gave them a kill list of all the Americans and Afghani collaborators they're supposedly agreed to let through. That's names and quite possibly addresses, identification numbers, biometrics, all supposedly to watch for and let into the airport in order to evacuate, which they haven't done. And into these capable Taliban hands, who's, you know, do the names of Americans and Afghani collaborators supposedly go? Well, it goes to the chief of the Taliban security operation, a monstrous beast with a $5 million price on his head. Coming from Washington, we get the Taliban's new proclaimed chief of security in Kabul is someone who was designated a terrorist by the U.S. government 10 years ago and has a $5 million reward for information leading to his capture. Khalil Ur-Rahman Haqqani told Al Jazeera in an interview published Sunday that the Taliban was working to restore order in Afghanistan. He said, if we can defeat superpowers, surely we can provide safety to the Afghan people. Those assurances were called into question by what a Pentagon spokesman called a complex bombing attack outside of Kabul airport Thursday that killed 13 U.S. service members and caused undetermined number of Afghani casualties. And there he is. In his pocket, he's got a list with everybody's name, an address, a social security number, fingerprints. In the wake of yesterday's terror attack, the U.S. has reportedly welded shut the airport gates and now told all Americans and collaborators that the evacuation operation is over, so too bad about those still trying to get in there. But the Taliban chief, who let in at least one car bomber and several spray shooters straight to the airport gates, well, he still knows where Americans and Afghanis live. Apparently nobody on Team Biden suggested that maybe he was a guy not to trust. So instead of telling the Taliban to just let in all people with U.S. passports and maybe send a live cell phone photo to the Americans' preliminary vet, someone gave them a written list with all the particulars, which is theirs, to keep forever. Joe Biden brushed this off when he was asked about it Thursday, claiming maybe it happened, but he didn't know much, and in any case, it was to get Americans through in the Taliban's good graces, setting up the scenario to blame somebody else. Asked about Politico's reporting during a Thursday news conference, Biden said he wasn't sure that there were such lists, but he also didn't deny that sometimes U.S. hands over names to the Taliban. He said there have been occasions when our military has contacted their military counterparts in the Taliban and said this, for example, this bus is coming through with X number of people on it, made up of the following group of people. We want you to let that bus or that group through. So, yes, there's been occasions like that, to the best of my knowledge. In those cases, the bulk of that has occurred, and they have been let through. I can't tell you with any certitude that there's actually been a list of names. There may have been, but I know of no circumstance. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, that, you know, that here's the names of 12 people that are coming, let them through. It could very well have happened. He's not as demented as some people think. I mean, he is completely, this is completely diabolical. And which might explain if a tweet was true, reported behind the scenes action like this, coming from Jack Posobiec, Sullivan and multiple NSA officials checking with White House counsel that the admin faces legal exposure for providing material support to the Taliban. Because these guys know. They know the Taliban hunts down collaborators and executes people who had already surrendered. They know the Taliban has been doing house-to-house hunts for collaborators now. They know the Taliban wants to kill Americans. They know the Taliban's aim is to terrify the entire Afghani nation in order to consolidate control. And yet Joe Biden continues to trust, even though he repeats a mantra that he doesn't. Last July the 8th, he was saying, Mr. President, do you trust the Taliban? Is the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable? No, it is not. Well, they got 300,000 well-equipped troops. It is not inevitable. Do you trust the Taliban, Mr. President? Do you trust them? Is that a serious question? It's absolutely a serious question. Do you trust them? No, I do not. Do you trust handing over the country to the Taliban? No, I do not trust the Taliban. So why are you handing the country over? Mr. President, the U.S. responsible for the deaths of Afghans after you leave the country. Said it's a silly question. Do I trust the Taliban? No, but I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, which is better trained, better equipped, and more competent in terms of conducting war. And it's now obvious that he was lying then. And he believed what he wanted to believe about Afghan military readiness. He's saying he doesn't trust the Taliban once again. But this time he trusts the Taliban to act in its own self-interest. So, this is a guy who just doesn't care. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. After months of supposed hiding, the Capitol Hill cop who shot unarmed pro-Trump protester Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol, Lieutenant Michael Byrd has come out of the woodwork to talk about his shooting in a softball interview with NBC's Lester Holt. And that's weird stuff, given that for months his identity had been concealed by investigators, Congress, and other supposed watchdogs, on the grounds that revealing it to angry Trump supporters was too dangerous, and whose investigative conclusions excused him from accountability. But now he's come out, and while he sits there and tells everybody that he does not have an agenda, he's very happy to tell Lester Holt about his great heroics. Now, he doesn't even need to do it. This is the thing. He was never compelled to come out and say, I was the one. Because he has been exonerated repeatedly. The most likely reason is a lawsuit, and these efforts by, Babbitt's family to get answers. And we get this. Babbitt's family is suing for the identity of the officer to be publicly released, but so far the effort has not borne fruit. They're also filing a $10 million wrongful death lawsuit claiming the officer didn't issue a verbal command, according to the Washington Examiner. Now, a lawsuit would concentrate anyone's mind, even in the name of his agency, making it quite likely that he would think of preparing a defense. And it's a typical lawyer tactic when it can be done and a judge doesn't slap it down to try to sway public opinion, particularly when a defense is weak. Now, Holt, who has carried the water for many a political thing, he would be perfect to be carrying the water for this one, the perfect vehicle. The problem is that this effort has probably already backfired. See, Lieutenant Byrd, who makes north of $100,000 a year as a Capitol Police lieutenant, comes off as a dumb goober a flat foot in any police department, a classic Parkinson's Law case of a man promoted to his level of incompetence. He has a history of mishandling weapons, as news media pointed out. He left his gun one time in a bathroom. Now, anybody that carries a gun knows when you go to the bathroom, you have to take off your gun to go to the bathroom. And you don't want it to hit the floor and make a lot of noise and call attention to the fact that you've got something really heavy that just hit the floor in the bathroom. So that means that you have to also get used to suiting back up before you leave the stall, right? Well, he left his in the bathroom. And as for shooting dead an unarmed protester, which normally cops would shrink at, he certainly didn't do that, nor did he signal any human emotion or empathy as most cops would do upon making a miscalculation. Instead, and I'm not making this up, I mean, I haven't seen it, I probably need to go look this up just because I've never seen this kind of audacity. He declared himself a hero and was demanding applause and maybe a tip. According to Breitbart News, Lieutenant Michael Byrd said in an exclusive interview with NBC News that he opened fire on January 6th after Ashley Babbitt failed to comply with his commands to stop breaching the glass doors leading into the lobby of the House of Representatives chamber. He said about 60 to 80 House members and staffers were inside pushing furniture to block the doors. Byrd said, and he said that he announced this, "My name is Michael Byrd, Lieutenant for the United States Capitol Police." He continued, "I believe that I showed the utmost courage on January 6th, and it's time for me to do that now." Anchor Lester Holt asked, "Were you afraid that day?" Byrd said, "I was very afraid." He continued, "I'd been yelling and screaming as loud as I was, 'Please stop, get back, stop.' We had our weapons drawn." He added, "I was again taking a tactical stance," which doesn't actually exist. "You're ultimately hoping your commands will be complied with, and unfortunately they were not." Holt said, "And what did you think this individual was doing at that moment?" Byrd said, "She was posing a threat to the House of Representatives." And here's the problem with this. The officer's attorney claims he gave multiple verbal commands, but in the video where you can hear everything else, including the shot, the other cops that were behind Ashley Babbitt herself, they were inaudible because he was wearing a mask. And this begs the question then whether Babbitt could hear them either, if he did indeed issue them. Another problem is that there were cops on Ashley Babbitt's side of the barrier. And they were tacked up. I mean, these guys were all ninja'd up, balaclavas and all this other stuff. But Byrd was the only one that went to guns and went to shooting. Now, it is possible that he didn't do it with malice, though that's worthy of a question just because of his ties to Democrats. But if it wasn't malice, it appears to have been panic. And when you are a police officer, you cannot panic. That's never a good thing in a cop, especially one with a fancy title and a salary. Nor did he save countless lives, as he claimed, given that nobody in that unruly crowd was found with a gun. All of this was actually pretty obnoxious and embarrassing to hear this Keystone cop toot his own horn. Nobody else is characterizing this oaf as a hero, not even the Democrats, or at least not loudly. It's more like he's Barney Fife. And this is not going to help his agency's court case, and Babbitt should look forward to a tidy payout after this kind of an embarrassment to the defense. The more he speaks, the less sympathetic he's going to be. I've seen pictures of this. This guy has not... I don't know which pathic he is. He's something. He's not feeling the way somebody who shot somebody should. What happened January the 6th was not an armed insurrection. So, having said that, the only person shot and killed during the January 6th insurrection, as they're putting it, was an unarmed female. Military veteran. Any other time, this would be grabbed by the Democrats and run with. But because this woman was a Trump supporter, this is okay. They're signaling to you that this is okay. Don't you ever do this again, or we'll shoot you down like dogs. There really does need to be a reckoning with this crowd of people. At the very least, they should be banished from the halls of power forever. Never be allowed back in again. There's nothing, when you shoot someone, there's nothing to brag about. This is not something that you should be. I mean, you know, if you want to come through it and you're happy that you came through it and you're happy that you persevered and you're happy that you stopped the threat, that's good. That's one thing. But actually sitting back and claiming to be a hero, I'm afraid for me that's a bridge too far. Especially when you're a foul up like this guy is. Left his gun in a bathroom. That goes against everything a gun carrier is supposed to do. That, I mean, and he's a police officer. And that's part of his kit, right? That's part of his kit. So, yep, he came out. That's fine. So, hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.